This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 6th of July, 1957. The title of this lecture is Demonstration of High School Indoctrination. This tape is 54 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I take it you didn't object particularly to that mayhem. I mean, that demonstration. It's quite remarkable, running a demonstration up here. And before I call for a couple of people, I'll warn you that it's about 92 or 96, somewhere like that up here on this stage with all these lights. They have a washing machine, a Maytag outside with a ringer, and I walk off and... I have an announcement to make here. The group intensive tests. The group intensive tests. There are some of those, by the way, that do not have two tests. But nevertheless, those have some validity too. But the bulk of them did get both before and after tests. And those tests are available from the registrar. And if you call around in person to see the registrar, why, she will show you your tests, okay? All right. The whole subject of high school indoc is quite amazing. You know, there's several different levels of this sort of thing. And that one, by the way, of course, was just high school indoc. And I want to point out to you that the fact that the auditor smiled, that he twisted his head, that he... didn't get the intention across, and that sort of thing, is not germane to it. That has nothing to do with it. Now, there's tone 40 on a person, which is upper scale from that, and we're the auditor to smile, not to get an intention across, and not to do numerous other things. Any failure along that line would be a flunk. But in high school indoc, it is simply... just this one thing. Did the auditor, by any means whatsoever, make the preclear do the auditing command? That is the thing. That is the thing. Now, it is quite interesting. It's quite interesting to do. And we'd like to know if anybody here would like to run this up here. Somebody said, sure, back there. Who was that? Wouldn't somebody like to come up and run this? Okay, good. You can be a coach. Now we want two people. We want two people who can run this. Two people who would like to run this. That's good. Front and center. Well, we have somebody here. How much? Yeah, I don't know whether he's valid or not. All right, we'll let him run Senor Winkle. Okay? We'll run two of them here at once.
Now, first of all, I want to get this cleared. I want you to run me on the same seat like you
before. He's clearing the command there. Go ahead. We'll allow Jack three flunks. That's it. That ends the session. When he says flunk, why, the auditor has to take him back through that particular cycle. And that is just exactly the same here. And here we have a fair-to-middling auditor, by the way, running a fair-to-middling educated coach over here. These two boys are both from the academy. Okay, and go ahead and clear the command with him. Yeah, clear the command and go on. Mr. Winkle in the yellow shirt there is being the coach, and over here in the white shirt is being the auditor. One plunk. Two down. He let him buy on that one.
Good.
Thank you. Come here, Jack. Thank you, Jack. How you doing, Winkle? No, it's not over. How many flunks have you gotten on him so far?
One.
Just one flunk. We got two flunks to go. Let's see if you can do better than that.
Walk over to that wall. I have the point of the next.
Routine and usual situation whereby the coach says flunk and the auditor doesn't stop. You see, he's got his left hand under his right hand, so he can't touch the wall. He did it. He got it. Believe me, this really puts steel in the auditor.
Thanks, you love it? Thank you. Your right hand touch that wall.
Which right hand? Okay, I got you. You owe me this one. You didn't tell me.
Thank you.
Turn around. Turn around. Okay, turn around.
That wall.
That's a new one. I hadn't seen that one before. These boys invent new ones all the time. I mean, you can't keep up with the academy on it. New ways to stop the auditor. Isn't that wonderful? What he's really trying to do there is steal the auditor's valence, don't you see? This shows you're pretty academy trained these days. Is pretty good. Both of these boys have been trained on this. Flunked on failing to acknowledge an auditing command. This is pretty good. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is academy training. They've been doing this at the academy. They've been getting along fine. Now, let's see, what other person is going to run this? Let's see. No, not Woody. He's been trained. Let's see. Come on, Wing. Come on up here and collect three plunks. That's quite remarkable. He probably carried through with no flunks at all.
Do I get to say goodbye to my friends?
Yes, you can say goodbye to your friends. Take off your coat. This is Wing Angel stepping into the arena at this moment at 190 pounds. Now we'll get the breathing instructions as they meet in the center of the arena.
Now, you're going to run to the straight 8C here. I want you to tell me this. Look at that wall, acknowledge. Walk over to that wall, acknowledge. With your right hand, touch that wall, acknowledge. Turn around, acknowledge, okay? There's two things I'll say. As a coach, that is flunk, which means you've made a mistake and you've got to back up on it and do it again. And also, that's it, which means end of the session here, okay? Otherwise, anything I do is as a preacher, no matter what it is. Okay?
Nothing he says besides those two words have any validity at all. An auditor pays any attention to them, he flunks.
No, this is no beginning of session. Just take off. In the middle of the session.
Look, look at that wall.
All right, I will.
Good. Walk over to that wall.
Anything you say, Wayne.
Danger in the office.
Certainly, Wayne.
Certainly, Wayne, yes.
Turn around.
Certainly.
Good. Look at that wall.
Sure.
Good. Walk over to that wall.
Why, sure I will.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Of course.
Good. Turn around.
Are you waiting for something?
Good. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
I'm not going to.
That's a flunk. That's a flunk. Ah, dear, the auditor never should have let him get out of his hands. I could have warned Wing.
Look at that wall.
Sure, Wing.
Good. Walk over to that wall.
What did you say?
When he swung, he said the second time, and the auditor didn't go on with the next command, he was dead.
But I'm all set, Wayne.
Look at the wall.
Yes.
Walk over to that.
Have I driven your anchor points in at all?
He wants to know if he's driven Wing's anchor points in, if it's bothered him any.
Look at that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Walk over to that.
Ah.
Good. Your right hand touch that wall. Good. All right. Turn around.
Yeah, nothing wants
good.
To... How about putting
look at that wall.
Sure,
good.
You want to stop? Walk over to that. Nothing all right. No, sit down. You bothered?
Good.
You're waiting. Good for what?
Turn
you
around.
Almost made a plump?
You like
that? Well, plump again, why don't you?
Look at that.
Wall. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Walk over to that wall.
Walk over that wall? You almost waited too long then.
Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Oh, I'm going. My.
Look at that wall.
What are you waiting
good.
For?
Oh. Good. With your right hand, touch that wall.
Wait, good. Turn around. Now Wing has the dubious benefit of being able to say that it was put up job and we really weren't honest clunks. I mean, Wing, come here. Come here, come here. Come here. Thank you very much, Wing.
Thank you.
I am looking now for a person who has never done this before. Okay. Actually, I probably ought to get Marcia Estrada or Mary Sue to run this on the biggest person present.
Okay.
Come here. You're all set. Pete, I'm very glad that you came up here to take your life in your hands.
Okay.
All right. And don't feel disgraced at flunking. Everybody flunks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Okay, got it.
We're still friends. All right. Now, you heard what I said to the other people?
No, go ahead. Go through it again.
I'm going to tell you to do this. I want you to tell me, look at that wall. Okay? Then I want you to tell me to walk over to that wall. Of course, acknowledge first. Look at that wall, acknowledge, walk over to that wall, acknowledge. With your right hand, touch that wall, acknowledge. Right? Then turn around, acknowledge.
Okay.
Now, anything that I do other than these two things, which is flunk and that's it, is as a prefer. You have that? So you try to disregard anything that I say, except for those two things. When I say flunk, go back up and do it again. And if I say that's it, then that's the end of this little demonstration. Okay?
Sure. Okay.
All right. Now you can use
your side one. You stay on.
Stay on this right side. Okay.
You're right. Okay.
All right. All right.
Sure.
Now, so you can do anything you want to, short of mayhem.
All right.
Go ahead. I got that. All the stuff. I'll take
it. Look at that wall. Look at right hand. Touch that wall.
Look at that wall. Walk over to that wall. Look at that wall. All right.
Good. You're right.
He'll let you go through it once here, so you get it straightened out, okay?
Look at that wall.
All right.
Good. Walk over to that wall.
Okay.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Will your right hand touch that wall? Good.
Peter Mayer Jr.
Turn around.
Peter, who signed this?
Fine.
Who's this anyway? What?
Fine.
Good. Hey, you know my arm's still soft?
Look at that wall.
Yes, all right.
Good.
Are you one
walk
fire?
Over that wall.
Are you one fire?
Will your right hand touch that wall?
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Turn around.
You want to quit?
Fine.
You got one more front to go.
Look at that wall.
Just one more front to go.
Fine.
You want to do it easy?
Walk over
or you
want
to do it hard? What do you want to do? How do you want to do it?
Good. Your right hand, touch that wall. Good.
All right.
Turn around. Fine.
Hey, man.
Look at that wall.
Yes.
Good. Walk over to that wall.
You have a death grip in my arm.
Fine. Well, your right hand, touch that wall.
That wall.
That's it.
Come here, man. Pete. Hi. Good try.
Oh, dear.
You betcha. There's your card. It's even readable now. We got the name typed on it in the interim. Okay. Now, you see how it is. See, it's dead easy. Dead easy. There's nothing to it. There's absolutely nothing to it. This is nothing but high school MDoc in the purest sense. All right. And now, who would like to run Wing Angel this next time? George Seidler is going to run Wing Angel on this next one. Come on up here, George. I don't know whether they would hear this better at the back here or not. We're not picking him up. He's just coaching him. He's telling him what the auditing commands are. The coach does tell him what the auditing commands are and tells him that there's two things that are valid. Two statements he can make are valid. One is, that's it, which ends it, and flunk, which means that he has successfully stopped the auditor. The whole point of this wing is just want to stop him. Don't permit him to go on with this session.
Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall. I got the picture, you know. Fine. Get your right hand touched that wall. Good. You heard me. Turn around. Fine. Look at that wall. Good.
Okay, I looked at it.
Walk over to that wall. Good. Your right hand, touch that wall. Fine. Turn around.
Hey, you know there's a wall there. Look at, look at, look at. A wall! A wall!
Fine. Turn around. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall. Fine. Right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around.
Mister, this way.
Fine. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall.
See, I did it all by myself!
Fine. Right hand, touch that wall.
Which hand is that right hand, Tom? Oh, this is your hand.
Fine. Turn around. Good.
Well,
look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall. Good. Your right hand, touch that wall. Good. Turn around. Good. Look at that wall. Good. Walk over to that wall. Good. Your right hand, touch that wall.
Where's it? Where is
it? Flunk.
Well, there you are. Thank you very much, George. Thank you, George.
Pretty beast, guys.
Thank you, Wayne. Okay, well, there you are. There you are with a couple that I don't think have run very much of this, one doing coach and one doing pre-clear. However, to tell you the truth, I would like to see Jay run Tom Maxwell on this. This is good old Doc Farber himself.
You couldn't pick out a bigger fellow for me, could you?
No, I thought that'd be about your size, J.B. coach him through on that.
Hold on?
No. I mean, just to show him what he's supposed to do.
Who's the auditor?
This is the auditor. And we're going to turn this team around and let the coach get his revenge.
Look at that wall. Then acknowledge it. Walk over to that wall. Then acknowledge. Then with your right hand, touch that wall. Acknowledge. Turn around. Acknowledge. Okay? Now, he'll say two things as a coach, and that is flunk, which means that you've made a mistake and you've got to go back and do whatever cycle of action you went on again. And then he will say, that's it, which means end the session. Okay? And you have three chances. At three funks, you say that's it. Okay, you can do anything you want. Just don't fall on the floor or anything like that. That's it. Right. You say start.
You see that wall?
One flunk. Failure to acknowledge. The auditor didn't flunk you. You can't flunk yourself. Coach has given him one more for some reason. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Doc.
I need a little more grease.
Thanks, Tom. Good. You know, just to wind this up, because we're out of little time, how would you like to see Mary Sue run Marcia Estrada, head of the concourse? That was very amusing. Marcia is the instructor of the communication course at the Academy, and Mary Sue is the ACC communication course instructor. And they're the lower level from this high school indoc thing, but they're both pretty expert on it, as you can see. Now, because it's very highly improbable that there will be any flunks here, I'm just going to call this one off. Now, the ACC indoctrination course instructor is going to be run on this by Marcia Estrada.
Done this on me before.
I know. But I want to show you that a little girl can definitely handle somebody with some brawn and beef. We won't let you do it too long. It's pretty hot up here on the stage. Take off your jacket.
He wants revenge.
He wants revenge. Yes, I know.
Can you switch it afterwards?
Marcia wants a revenge. All right, you go right ahead. Clear the audit and commands and carry through on this. Clear the audit and commands so the audience can hear it.
Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. It's also very unlikely that there will be any flunks here. So let's reverse it, shall we? That's it. Now let's take it the other way around. Clear those audit and commands good and loud so the audience know how you clear this command to begin this particular high school in-doc step.
Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall.
your right hand touch that wall. Thank you. Sit around. Thank you. Look at that wall. Thank you. Walk over to that wall. Thank you. Your right hand. Touch that wall. Thank you.
That's it. Here you go, Marcia. You got it. Marcia is the Comm Course instructor at the Academy, you know, and you find people who have worked together on this, as the staff has, are usually pretty hard to do anything with. You notice that a good coach is what does it. And it's change of pace that causes the flunks rather than brute force. Now, you should notice here in doing this that the auditor isn't particularly extreme. He simply gives a flunk when it occurs. Failure to give an acknowledgement for an execution, or getting stopped. Now, as you have seen this done, you have seen this done by auditors. Don't suppose from this for a moment that it is this easy. You get somebody out in the general public and you say, let's do this. You can teach him the commands. You can run him through plain HC. He just does nothing but flunk, 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 flunk by the hour. And all of a sudden, he starts to catch on to it, and so on. I remember the technical director in London. I was checking her through on this, and she was going along very beautifully, very expertly, and all of a sudden, in a very soft voice, I said to her, you know, your slip showing? And she stopped and looked at her slip. Now, the way it is done, very precisely, is just as you have seen it, the auditor clears... the coach clears this with the auditor, and only two valid commands from the coach can do anything with the session. Anything else the coach says is just goes. I mean, it is merely calculated to stop the auditor. That is preceded, of course, by a drill which simply teaches people, as I showed you before, how to go straight through HC and get used to the commands, and then you go up into high school induct. This makes quite an interesting change of attitude on the part of a person toward people at large. And it has a great deal more to it than merely a drill. Probably an army that was run on this or something of the sort would actually be able to perform some of its duties. I want to thank you very much. I want to thank all those people who have participated. We're going off into tone 40 on an object with the next one. And I want to thank all those people who participated in this, and I want to thank you, the audience.